Good morning, friends. If you are a person who never procrastinates on any activity, then this podcast is not for you. But if you happen to be a typical person who worries about procrastination and waits to get those activities completed, then this podcast is definitely for you. First and foremost, I wish you and your family a very happy Christmas, and may you be blessed with the strength, focus, and courage to achieve your goals. I welcome you to my 35th episode in this series on self-belief and confidence on my channel, The Ramukh Kumar Show. My name is Kumar Rajgopalan, and I'm your host for this show. If you are new to my channel, this show focuses on working on your belief systems to build your confidence so that you discover a better version of yourself. The topic of my 35th podcast today is procrastination and how you can overcome procrastination. Let me share my personal example. It took me more than a month to publish my first podcast in April this year. Even though my friends and family members said that this was the right thing to do, the doubts, the worries, the overthinking, and the internal self-talk all stopped me from taking that first leap of faith on myself. When you read about procrastination, as I did in researched publications or on the internet, you realize that it impacts your family life, your career, and above all, your health. Some consequences are missed deadlines, failure of family commitments, increased stress levels, and so on and so forth. So what is procrastination, and what are the types of procrastinators? Procrastination is the act of unnecessarily postponing decisions or actions. Universally, there are five types of procrastinators. The first is the perfectionist, who worries of doing work of low standard and constantly criticizes his own work and ends up doing nothing. The second is the imposter, who is afraid of being exposed that he is weak and has no ability to perform, and therefore puts off doing anything that will unravel his inability or his secret. The third is the fearful type, and this is the most common type, where due to fear of failure, people do nothing and live in the comfort zone that when no action is taken, that there is no failure. The fourth is the overwhelmed type, and this is with regard to the tasks to be handled. They feel overwhelmed when a single task has a huge scope, or when you have to do a multitude of small tasks that together add up to be a huge number. And the fifth is the fun type. These are the people who believe that they work best under pressure, and hence keep putting off working till it cannot be postponed anymore. It's no wonder then Dr. Joseph Ferrari, a professor of psychology, who says that everyone procrastinates, but not everyone is a procrastinator. So now let's understand the causes for my procrastination, and thereafter I will share what actually worked for me. Some of the causes are, first, a failure phobia. It is very comforting to postpone action when you fear failure. The first cause for procrastination is a failure phobia. This is very comforting to postpone actions, especially when you fear failure. And deep-rooted fear is a very common reason for no action. In short, procrastinate. The second cause for procrastination is lifestyle and low energy levels. When you have a low energy level, it is logical that you will have very less enthusiasm for action. This is common amongst people with unhealthy lifestyles, such as poor diet choice, insufficient sleep, harmful vices. All these leave you weak and lethargic. The result is that you will never push yourself and instead keep postponing actions. The third cause for procrastination is insecurity. The real reason why I procrastinated on publishing my first podcast was that I feared being ridiculed and mocked. I felt insecure and had imaginary thoughts of my friends and colleagues laughing at my efforts. And by cocooning myself in a bubble, I thought I was protecting my self-esteem. The fourth cause for procrastination is no focus. Procrastination is sure when you lack focus in life. When there is no focus, then there is no purpose, no direction, no goals, and obviously no target. You end up drifting aimlessly. You may be doing many things, but all that it does is take you nowhere, as there is no end destination, there is no goal. The fifth cause for procrastination is a compulsion for perfection. Some people do have an obsessive compulsion to be perfect in whatever they do. With such an attitude, no action gets taken unless they are convinced that the work can be completed to their fullest satisfaction. This emphasis on perfection causes procrastination, as the task will get put off till it can be done perfectly. This is very identical to the fear of failure. The difference here is that you delay attempting it till you can do the job perfectly. Now that you have seen some of the causes for procrastination, I share with you how I did things so that it actually worked for me. First and foremost, I started observing my self-talk. I observed by myself all those fears of ridicule, of perfection, of no skills, of failure, and of being unworthy. When I shifted that goalpost from myself to what I could give, to how people could benefit, it changed my perception and made a big difference towards my goal. Second, listing what I needed to do. Podcast was a new phrase in my dictionary. I started to accumulate as much information about this medium, how it's done, and what needs to be done. Once this framework was ready, I saw possibilities rather than any hurdles. The third is announcing my goal. I started sharing my intention of podcasting within my close group of family and friends. For those who ridiculed, I justified more vehemently, and that became my motivation. For those who supported me, I shared my fears, and their response in turn gave me the courage to move ahead. Fourth, have a short to-do list. I started keeping a to-do list, initially very short ones, of not more than 2 or 3 activities, and each activity lasting not more than 10 or 15 minutes. Also, I kept myself away from distractions like binge watching on TV or internet surfing or finding ways to kill time. This way, each time I completed that short activity, I felt accomplished. And before I knew, I was on with urgency to do the next activity. Last but not the least, and the fifth step was acceptance and action. Acceptance that mistakes in any new journey can happen steeled my mind towards learning rather than being absolutely correct. Also, the previous steps gave me that motivation that there is no such thing as a right time, but to go ahead and do it. And there it was that on 18th of April 2020, when my first podcast trailer was uploaded, I realized my fears were unwarranted. And when I checked with my buddy, very soon there was an excitement to my actions, a positive energy to make changes, and a feeling that I had overcome my inner demons that made me procrastinate. My final words on procrastination. For me, understanding why I was procrastinating was the key that gave me the power to overcome it. This is never ever pleasant at first, but when you take steps to overcome the habit of procrastination, you feel amazing about yourself, you experience the thrill of fulfillment, and you believe in your own ability. Today, as I publish my 35th podcast, it is all about learning, coping with those unspoken fears, and believing in myself. I end my podcast with a Nike ad that says, "Yesterday, you said tomorrow, so just do it." I repeat, "Yesterday, you said tomorrow, so just do it." Thank you so very much for investing your time to listen to my earlier podcasts as well as this 35th podcast. Next week, I will be back with you with a topic that is very relevant to parents as well as children. You can hear this as a podcast or as a video, but if you have not yet subscribed to my channel, this is the time to do. Click on the bell icon and on the subscribe button so that you get the notification once I publish the podcast. You can also send me your views and your feedback on the voice message option or by posting them on my social media handles, which is shared in the description to this episode. Please also generously share this podcast with your friends and within your family. This is Kumar Rajgopalan signing off for now. Stay safe, stay happy, stay smiling, and stop procrastination. Once again, I wish you a very happy and prosperous Christmas and hope that Santa Claus showers you with bountiful good health, peace, and abundance in your life. Enjoy the festivities, and we meet again next week on the last Thursday, on the last day of this year, 2020. Till then, bye-bye, keep enjoying, and take good care of yourselves.